All right, so we are ready to go. We are launched. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Melissa. What's up? How you been? It's been so long.
It has been. I've been socially distancing myself from you.
Yes, and I have been loving every second of it. Is that too bold to say?
Yes, because it's a lie.
Well, okay. Well, at least I'll survive it, right? At least we'll survive. I thought you were going to say that, okay, this might be your last podcast. You're going to kill me, but yeah. You're not doing well with social distancing?
I am going bananas.
How so?
I can't stand it. Oh, hello. Have you never met me? I like to be amongst the people. I like the excitement. I like whatever. I mean, and I do not like to follow rules. I do not like when they say, no, you should not go here. Or no, you can't go there.
Yep, I know that personally.
I want to play with my friends and do what I want to do.
Any rules.
I know.
You say that as you're kicking like a freaking six-year-old.
Yeah!
Can you please stop? Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh my goodness. This is what I've been dealing with. It's not fun.
Oh, I don't even want to hear it.
Well, it hasn't been. Not entirely.
I know.
Yeah.
They say that divorces and whatnot are going to be on the rise after all this.
Gee, I wonder why that would be.
I know.
Because everything's so peachy here, as you've put it. God, this is dirty, right?
Everything is dirty in here. The man does not believe in dusting or vacuuming, which is weird.
That's not true. I do believe in the science. Things get sucked up into this container and you throw it out. I just don't do it.
I know.
I don't want to do it.
There's just dead skin cells everywhere.
Well, that's what they make women for. I mean,
you think you're funny?
I do.
Yeah, that goes to show how dumb you are.
Well, you know, that's what you're for. I carried a vacuum and I carry it to the floor appropriate for its usage.
To the floor appropriate for its usage.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just being scientific here. Scientific.
Really?
I bring home the bacon. Okay. So, yeah, I know. It's pretty dirty in here, though. There is no excuse for that.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
I know.
You're right. You want to dust for me?
No. I do that for you every now and then if you're having like a really bad life.
I'm having a miserable life.
Dust? Well, then dust. You'll feel better.
Way to get out of that one. So, yeah, how's everybody else doing out there? Not like you could call in and tell us, but I mean, it's definitely a difficult time. How is your state-approved walks treating you on your state-approved routes? Are they making you feel good? And I don't know. It's pretty difficult. I've been actually kind of liking it more than her because I go out for runs. And hey, proud to say I'm down 26 pounds as of today.
Good job.
Since December 26th. So it's been about
26 after the 26th.
I look at my watch as if that's going to tell me how many days it's been. But yeah, it's been about 94 days and 26 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was about to shit on myself there. Not as good as I want, but no, you know, it is.
Way to shit on your accomplishments.
There it is. No, but there it is. It's so I've been using this time to run the track and lift weights and doing stuff. But we see a whole bunch of videos of people doing different things. You've seen a bunch, right?
Yeah, because I'm using this time to do nothing.
Hey, you need you time.
Yeah, well, I've had enough you time that I decided I need to put on a bra every day.
Wow.
And put on some makeup and actually be productive.
Okay. That sounds good.
So far, yesterday I did really well until I stopped doing well. And then I started getting better again. And today I'm all right. Who knows what tomorrow will bring?
Who knows? Who knows?
Besides for the children.
Why'd you have to go there? I was so happy a moment ago. Now I'm thinking about that.
I know, it's going to be crazy. Imagine all these other people who are locked in their homes with all their children who do not go to school, and then they have to homeschool them and whatever. It's insane, especially if they have a lot of them.
Right. I purposely, we weren't on here for a while because I didn't want to talk about the COVID-19, you know, the non-hateful term for the coronavirus, because everybody else was, and it's just there's insanity just spreading like the sickness itself. So I don't know, I just didn't want to do it, but yeah, I mean, being locked and forced in here with each other definitely causes a lot of tension, to say the least, between you and your loved ones, especially if you have little loved ones that you just want to take care of.
And like, then send them off to school or somewhere else.
Oh, I wish.
True.
That has been the biggest problem here.
What have you learned during all of this, though?
I have learned nothing. Hold on.
Really?
Let me adjust your mic.
Hello. Ooh. Okay. Better?
Yeah. Don't be weird. Stop being weird.
I can't help it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have an outlet for my weirdness. It just sits inside me, and then it just starts to bubble over.
Well, you have the floor here, because I don't know. What have I learned?
Yeah.
What do you mean? As in?
Anything. I've learned several things. What have you learned?
What do you mean? Like educational-wise, or?
Anything.
Well, I learned that social media can be a tremendous outlet for those who have nothing else to do when they post ridiculous videos.
There you go.
I don't know. I haven't learned that much, to be honest. I'll let my brain turn to mush. I'll be honest.
Honest.
Yeah. Honest. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I mean, like I said, I've been working out, playing games, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
You're like a 19-year-old boy sometimes.
I was, because you know what? It was constant work for me. I was stressed this whole school year. I've been stressed since I've been back in grad school.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly. Nonstop. Back to back.
Yeah.
Except for winter session, which was kind of easy, but still I had to go into work for 30 hours.
Right.
But this is the first time I truly got... And we were supposed to go on vacation. I didn't get that vacation because of all this.
Right.
That we had to cancel our ticket. That was going to be my stress reliever. That didn't happen. So then I got stuck here in the same old, same place. And I'm just... I needed something.
Yeah. I get it.
So that's why I really took that time to just not do anything. I just wanted to... But I did do something. I enhanced my self-care. I learned that there was a lot of things I could do for my health. Mm-hmm. And I kept that going. Even in the face of... You know how many memes I see where... I saw one meme. It was like this woman in a refrigerator in lingerie bending down to get something. And she was thin. And then the meme was like after... Yeah. And then she's like 80 pounds heavier or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I was determined to not let that be me. Because I knew that a lot of people are forced into that. Where they get bored and they start eating and they find it as an excuse. And we saw that. I don't know if you saw that comfort food went up.
Yeah.
Like it just skyrocketed.
Nobody wants kale.
Yeah.
Probably because it tastes terrible anyway. That's true. Yeah.
There was a sheriff. I told you this, but I'll tell all this audience. There was a sheriff down in Texas that said, you know, when times are rough and stuff, that people have taken all the food in the market and try not to hoard, but there's an abundance of kale chips. So help yourself to those because they're not going anywhere.
Nope.
Yeah. So things are bad, but I guess not kale bad yet. Yeah. When things are kale bad, then
you know it's really bad.
Yeah.
All they had left was kale.
Well, yeah, when we're real bad, they don't even have that. But yeah, I don't know. I've just been doing, like I said, just been trying to focus on my self-care because that's something they teach you. That's something I learned to, and I wanted to get away and I didn't, so I was determined not to be one of those memes like just come out and you have to roll me outside or something. You know, I was determined.
Yeah, well, yeah. You seem to be winning that now. Please note that in the evenings after, like, you know, I'll just be sitting having some ice cream on the couch, Carlos might have a snack, but then he looks at how many calories he has left and how many steps he needs to take, and he literally meanders, runs sometimes, saunters around the kitchen island. Now, we have an open floor plan, so it's kitchen, dining room, living room, all one room. And I'm trying, we're like, we're watching a movie, we're doing what, gotta get up. And then I see him eating, and I'm like, oh no, stop eating. I don't want to, don't tell me what to do. Right. And then around and around and around he goes.
Well,
and it's so annoying.
Well, see, there's a part of that you don't understand. Yeah, you see me eating ice cream and junk food, part of that in theory is to shock my system, because my system is lowered in its metabolistic breakdown, or if that's a
metabolic
breakdown. Thank you. Okay. I knew it wasn't a word, but I went with it anyway. So I know my system is adjusting to the lower consumption of calories and the breakdown. So you have to shock your system. That's why I had a piece of that apple pie instead of saying no, because you know what? And I had a thin sliver. You know how many calories was in that apple
pie?
Probably a lot. 3,040.
Oh, in the entire pie.
Oh, yeah. I calculated. Each slice, which would be a ninth of a slice, 360.
Yeah, and I ate many more than one ninth.
Yeah. I ate less than a ninth of that whole pie.
Yeah.
I made sure I did. And I had it a la mode, too. I had it with ice cream. But that was a perfect opportunity to shake up my system, because then I go out and I compensate for that by running. I love this Fitbit. I don't think I would have been able to do this, because I'm data driven, and you know, as a school psych major, I read statistics and stats and data and everything. This thing pumps out so much of that, I just eat it all up, like nom, 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 give me more.
And it's calorie free.
And it's yeah, but I mean, it couldn't have come at a better time, because I knew it. I told you, remember when the Charge 3 was $50 less for Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm.
I said they're probably going to release the 4, and now it's coming out, the 4.
Yeah.
Because it has a built-in GPS, that'll be the determining thing.
Yeah.
But monitoring your heart rate, I mean, it's, I will consult anybody anywhere. I feel like it's made me a kind of so knowledgeable nutrition wise. It's made me the macronutrients and mm-hmm. and consumption levels and how to compensate for the calorie. Like I eat whatever I want. I'm not having a, you used to call it a live it, Richard Simmons.
It's not a diet. It's a live it.
Yeah, but I'm not restricting myself where you feel like, oh, I gotta have it. No, not at all. I have whatever I want, but it's all about that caloric intake. It's all about it.
That's good, because a lot of times I've noticed you are feast or famine on things.
You were right, yeah.
Like dive head in and go, and then you're like, I'm done. And then it's nothing. So yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I definitely obsess over the metrics and everything you plug in. When you go for a run, it shows you the miles on Google Maps or whatever variation of that. And you get to see a real accurate snapshot of what you've actually been doing. And the thing is not always accurate, but it's accurate enough that, hey, I'm 26 pounds down. Like it's worked. I make sure that I overshoot some things. Like I don't just go at the goal. I go a little bit beyond just in case it's messed up or it misses things, because it's not going to be 100% accurate. It's a thing you wear on your wrist.
Right.
But I'm so glad I invested in the Charge 3, because you saw my dilapidated Charge HR. It was just, it was falling apart. I literally gorilla glued it to keep it on for the last few days of its life.
Did you use a rubber band too to try and keep it?
No, but I actually have it here. Look. See?
Oh.
Yeah. It looks like, but this is glued on.
Yeah.
I kept it because, I mean, who's going to want it glued on? I'm not going to sell it, but yeah, that thing held me through. I love it. It's great. I mean, I'm just saying this. Anybody who listens to this that, you know, needs a little push or nudge, I'll say the first step is get that and then talk to me. I'll help you out. I got you. I got you. I'll help you. So, yeah, that's been great, though. That's helped me a lot.
So that's what you learned.
Oh, about nutrition? Yeah, I've taken... And I learned how to stream video games. It's so easy. It's great.
Wow, that's...
It's great. It's
awesome.
Yeah. I'm all over the Twitters and the Twitches and Mixers and YouTubes
with
my video gaming. Yeah. I've gotten really good. You should see me at Tekken now. Yeah. There you go.
She awesome.
Hates that. She hates this.
Well, I mean.
What have you learned? I mean. Oh, go ahead.
No. I've learned a lot of things. I've learned... I don't know. I'm still thinking about you and the video games. It's making me crazy. No, I've learned that people will come together in a harsh time. Either when it's just on the surface where it looks like they are coming together, or they really are. People are doing good things. I've also learned that in times of unprecedented strife, you look for a strong leader, somebody to set the tone for you.
Donald Trump, baby.
and he ain't it. I mean, we all know I was never a Trump supporter, but it.
Hey, he's doing a great job.
He expects great things in July.
I hate that he keeps saying that.
It is. I'm kind of embarrassed a little bit, like, as an American, just a little bit, like, at how ridiculous this whole thing is. But
what does that mean?
He recently, and I didn't read the whole article, so I'm not fully versed, but he recently, like, just like yesterday, had a few CEOs of what are considered small businesses. So the MyPillow guy, do you know who that is? The mustache?
Yes, I do.
Yes, he was in the Rose Garden, and he got to talk about, you know, what supporting small business and what he's sort of doing. He did donate like $200,000 to Trump's campaign.
The MyPillow guy?
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
So basically, it was a way, and he had several, like three different CEOs standing there talking about whatever BS stuff before the whole, you know, coronavirus update thing. It was basically a platform for people that he wanted to, you know, sort of exchange the favor to promote themselves, which I know is how he rolls, but I don't know. I just can't. I can't.
Can I hear this? I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'm just so curious about what this is. Can't play it.
Apparently, you can't hear it.
Yeah. Oh, because they want you to
give them money.
Give me. Yeah, I'm not giving you money.
Still might be able to play it.
It's not letting me though. That is a shame because I really wanted to hear that. Oh, five. Let's hear this one.
President Trump reviewed Speaker Nancy Pelosi's appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe on Tuesday, saying she, quote, wasn't bad. The president said on Twitter that he watched the show to, quote, see what Nancy Pelosi had to say and what moves she was planning to further hurt our country. He continued, actually, other than her usual complaining that I'm a terrible person, she wasn't bad. Still praying. Pelosi discussed the coronavirus epidemic and what she thinks the president should
do. Dang, man. I wanted to get that other video you saw.
Oh, there's a...
There what?
There was a tweet there where it says, Trump just called the MyPillow guy to the podium in the Rose Garden. You can't make this stuff up. It's true.
Here it is. Finally. If it would play.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing.
Wow, I wonder where he leans.
With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger
Did
and
Trump
safer
write this
than
speech?
Ever.
Great, 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 great.
I'm surprised there was so much God talk in there.
I did not know he was going to do that, but he's a friend of mine, and I do appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, he didn't know he was going to do
that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I had no idea, but he's a friend of mine.
Ah, man, that's
good. I mean,
good.
What the hell?
Good stuff.
They're putting up makeshift hospitals in the middle of Central Park and all sorts of stuff, and he calls the MyPillow guy to the White House.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Come
Wait,
on.
Wait, aren't they supposed to be social distancing?
Not in Washington, D.C. Come on.
Why does he bring the White...
They don't get sick.
That's fine, but why does he bring the MyPillow guy in?
I don't know. I have no clue. I can't answer that.
Freaking weird. Freaking weird. You know there was a class action suit against the MyPillow guy. It had something to do with something about where it was like buy one... I forget what they did. Or did they say that it was more... They did the high-low pricing. BOGO class action settlement. Yeah. Told you.
When did this
False
happen?
False advertising.
Oh, settlement hasn't reached, blah, blah, blah. What was the thing? BOGO promotions?
Buy one, get one.
Yeah, I know, but what the...
I don't know. I'm looking at it, too. I'm not sure.
agreed to, it was about the buy one, get one free. You were right. Something about that.
Yeah.
Challenging buy one, get one free promotions and other MyPillow advertisements, packaging, and sales practices. Huh.
Yeah.
And that was 2012? Oh, between 2012 and 2017.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
But that's a guy. He's a friend of his.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
So I'm sad that he is the leader during this time. I'm super underwhelmed.
Who would you rather?
Obama.
I know.
I wish he was here.
Well, too bad you don't have him. So.
I went into Club Quarantine and Michelle Obama was there.
Oh, yay.
And it was really nice.
Oh,
everyone kept calling her the FLOTUS.
Great. Yeah. But she's not.
I know.
She's former.
I know.
Get out of here.
They did that too.
Yeah. Former.
They called her our favorite FLOTUS.
Doubtful. But okay. What's Club Quarantine?
Club Quarantine, for the few of you that are left that don't know, is there's a guy on Instagram. He's a professional DJ.
What's his name?
D-Nice. Like D as in dummy pants and nice as in I'm nice. And he started doing like Instagram lives where he was just DJing, playing some tunes. And I don't know if he maybe had a couple famous connections and then started sharing it or what. Mm. I found out from my boy Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh,
he told me. And so I hopped on there the first night and I have seen Halle Berry, obviously Michelle Obama, a whole bunch of other famous. Snoop Dogg was in there. They just come and go, and it's really, really odd. But the tunes are good, and he's turning it into something amazing, actually.
Yeah, well, as of a day ago, they said Club Quarantine is Zoom's hottest new queer club. So there you go. That's turning into something great.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if you get that audience there, you know it's freaking awesome, though. D-Nice's Club Quarantine draws Rihanna.
Rihanna!
Michelle Obama.
I knew Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden had come on through, but let's face it, it's not really their vibe.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I wasn't there when they came by. So.
There's people.
No, you're getting this confused with Club Q.
Oh, okay.
Club Q is something different.
Oh, okay. It says Club Quarantine.
I know.
It says it.
But Club Q is something different.
The hottest new club adopting Bill Hader as Stefano is Club Quarantine, an underground.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's been really, really fun. I don't think that you see the joy in it like I do, but I just think it's interesting. It's a sign of the times.
Yeah, I get it. I'm withdrawn from that whole social media appeal to begin with. I mean, No, because what is the purpose of that club? It's to listen to songs you can play on your own, plus have a DJ do it, and then chat with people. I don't care for the chat part. I don't care. I don't need it. I don't care who else is in the room. Because here's the reality of it. They all share this earth with me. They exist. I know they exist. Do I need proof they exist? That they're here at the same chat room as me? Doesn't really affect me. This doesn't matter to me.
Oh, right. So if Eminem rolled on through Club Quarantine, you wouldn't be like, give me that phone. Let me see that. No. Hey, Em. What should I say to him? Oh, it's Marshall.
That would be cool, but you'd be wrong. I wouldn't do any of that because he's on Instagram right now. I could do that now. What does that change? That's my point. Because I have access to maybe message him now.
He's not going to read your message.
He does it all the time. He responds to people.
Did you ever message him?
Huh?
Did you ever message him?
No, never.
Yeah.
Never.
That
actually makes my point because I've messaged other celebrities.
Yeah.
But that would be the number one I would love to meet in the world and I've never messaged him.
Go to the club.
Never once.
Maybe you'll be there.
I don't care.
But see,
once again, you're proving my point though. Just because it's happening and everybody's talking it doesn't mean I need to participate. I don't have that FOMO thing you have. I don't care. I mean, if something's cool, I'll go because I want to, not because everybody else is doing it. It's like that whole bridge concept. Would you jump off the bridge? First of all, yes, I would, because that's awesome. Secondly, I'd do it because I wanted to, not because everybody else was. And that's why I hurt my arm in Jamaica, because it was awesome to jump from that cliff, but it hurt my arm.
I wouldn't have jumped. But I laugh so much because you said this whole thing about how you hate social media and blah, 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 blah.
Not hate.
He said hate.
I do say hate, but I really don't like it a lot.
He said hate. And then, I don't know if it was in the same day. You happened to have your phone out. You were on Instagram, and a friend of yours, mm-hmm. put her story popped up, and it said, I am doing the 10 push-up challenge. And she did 10 push-ups. And then she was like, I'm passing it along to my friend. And you're like, oh. And he jumps out of his right. seat onto the floor and is like, okay, how do I do this? And he's like trying to like video it. And then I told him to get one of the kids and throw it on his back and whatever. And you hopped right on that bandwagon, buddy.
Yes, but no. You're both right and incorrect at the same time, and I'll tell you why.
Please do.
First of all, that was my health conscious side. That was something, it was a motivation. And when I say I don't like social media, I don't like what it's become, what the masses have made it become. Because in human being evolution, it is something quite new to us. And I think people are still trying to figure out what to do with it. And things like the club quarantine are great. I think they're great. I personally don't care for it. But that doesn't mean it's wrong. There's definitely a benefit to that. People want to feel engaged and connected to it. I get that. And I love that. It's helped me find people. But the point that I need to be constantly updated in that and engaged in it is not. No, I'm much happier ever since I broke away from that. Ever since I broke away from that. Because there's tons of research that shows how it conflicts with the reward centers in your brain, and it makes it feel like it's actual things that are having an impact in your life when really you're just reading things on a page. Mm-hmm. But with that whole challenge thing, the whole thing was to then record myself doing it and then send it out to keep it going. I didn't send it out.
You didn't?
I replied to her. I was like, oh, I did it.
Oh.
That was it. I'm done. I don't care. I don't care because it doesn't fuel me. There's challenges. My point on that, there's tons of challenges every day, such as the Corona challenge. I don't know if you've heard of those. The Corona challenges, where people do ridiculous things just to risk themselves contracting coronavirus, which mm-hmm. some of them have done.
Yeah.
Who knows if it was because of that, but they want to lick toilet seats. That just shows you some people are, you know, it's not that they're stupid, but they are stupid.
Well, their brains aren't fully formed. They're under 25.
That's right. That is true.
Yes.
That is true. That gray matter is still being pumped into their brain. But yeah, I mean, there was the girl. Did you see that licked the toilet seat in the airplane?
I try not to look at anybody licking anything usually.
Yeah.
Well, so no, I haven't seen it.
Well, this woman, as you see here in this image, you can look this up online, but this woman...
Oh, yes,
Corona time.
It's Corona time.
Hey, it's Corona time
hey,
right
it's
now.
Corona time. And then she does a pee. Oh, you're so hot. You're so cute.
Was she just on spring break?
So much attention. It must be. Look at those shades. Look at the hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, she's all glammed up for licking a toilet seat. How much makeup do you need and stuff?
That's disgusting.
She licked an airplane toilet seat. Well, she then revealed later that she bleached the toilet seat. But, you know, in an attempt to duplicate this challenge, many people did
right.
not.
Right.
She might have had the wherewithal. Even, I mean, I think it's stupid of her. First of all, if I saw this video, if I was a smarter dude, which at 21 I probably wouldn't be, I'd be like, no thanks to her. But, yeah, there's other people who didn't do the same. Some dude did it in a mall, and days later he had coronavirus, and he was really, really sick. He was, yeah.
He wasn't well before that.
Well, yeah. Thinning of the herd, babe.
Right.
Thinning of the herd.
That's
weed
true.
All the, maybe this thing will weed out all the stupid people. Who knows?
Doubtful.
Yeah. One could only hope. But, you know. And of course, someone, you know, out there would be like, oh, that's insensitive.
I know. Yeah. I was just thinking, I don't like to talk like that. I think it's mean.
Yeah,
I
well,
literally
you know,
just thought that. Because it when, is mean.
Yeah, but when is the right time? I mean, if you do something like that, then obviously you're bringing it on yourself. You know, there are people that are suffering that have tried, and it's people like that who then catch it.
Right,
and, then,
and carry it along.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad thing about it. That's,
right.
That's where I'm going with it. But, yeah, there was a person I saw, she was tweeting, or was she was videoing somehow, and she goes, oh, I hear what the state says, but I just don't care. I won't get it. Days later, she had it. And she said it felt like somebody was sitting on her chest 24/7.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's people like that that do this kind of stuff because, oh, it won't happen to me. And, yeah, that's why when you were going to leave, I was so mad because, yeah, you might feel the reason. And people were challenging me, my friends, like, oh, you know, let's do something anyway. And I'm like, dude, seriously, I don't even know if I have it because this thing, this is why it's so bad. For 14 days, you can have it and not know. The asymptomatic are the worst problems right. with this thing because they have it and have no clue. Oh, I'm as healthy as an ox. I'm as strong as a bull. And then they're out there spreading it. And maybe they don't get sick at all, because some people don't get sick.
They don't show signs, yeah.
Right. But they're still carrying it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And they're not getting treated because of that. Oh, I don't have it. Right. So why would I go to the hospital? Yeah. Right.
Well, there's nothing they can do for it anyway.
Right.
When you do have it, they just treat the symptoms.
Right. But I think Idris Elba, I think he's one of those that is asymptomatic from it. He didn't feel anything.
His wife has it now.
Oh. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, of course. That
makes
sense.
My mom keeps asking if I had it. Or she brings up that it's a possibility that I could have had it. Remember when I went to that Valentine's thing with the girls, and then the Galentine's, yeah. And then the next day I was sick, and I was sick for a bit. She said I had a cough and a fever and whatever. And I was like, I don't know, but I mean, you don't know.
You don't know, and you could have had it.
I could have.
Very legit.
And then I was like, oh, good. Then I won't get it again. She's like, well, they don't know that.
Mm.
So
I did hear that people are becoming reinfected.
But there's like 8 different strains
right.
of it, but it mutates pretty slowly.
Yeah.
So it's a whole thing. It's just bananas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I want to be out of my house.
I know, but you know, for once in our life, we can save the world by sitting on our ass. So I'm not letting this crisis go to waste.
I see that.
Like the government.
I do see that.
Although I'm not taking your liberties away at the same time. I'm just chilling with my Xbox.
But don't you feel like you are missing out on being productive?
Of course. I'm definitely scared of going back to school right now because we're doing everything remote, as many of the schools are online. We're all going remote for the rest of the year.
No, I mean at home.
That what? You said productive.
Yes.
That is
like,
productivity.
Like, it playing video games? No, I'm
going to school.
Yes, I know. You still haven't done that yet.
I just started today. I just had a meeting with my group. What are you talking about? We've started yesterday.
Oh, right. I guess because it doesn't seem like much changed, I guess.
Right, yeah. Because I'm up here doing it. She doesn't see me. I actually thought maybe we should have breakfast every day now together.
I would love that.
I was thinking that.
As a family?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. What
Even
time?
Though it's going to piss me off. Let's not iron it. But my point is, because, yeah, she has this thing where she doesn't see me doing things, so they never happen. I don't do them. So it's not happening. But I've already...
No, I just don't know that they're happening because I don't see them. Duh.
I know. But you've assumed they're not.
That's not what I did.
That's exactly what you did. And you're on record.
I didn't just assume.
Yes, you did. You just thought that school didn't start. I've been working. I've been doing things.
How would I know, though, if I don't see it?
Because we started yesterday and you knew that?
Yeah, I forgot.
Okay. Well, there you go. So, yeah, I'm scared of not getting a good grade because my motivation is not there.
Yeah.
It's not there. It's been ceased. It's been yanked from me.
Yes, I am so with you. It's like the Rona depression.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, I mean, Corinne told me in New York that her school is just doing pass or fail for graduates. They're doing it at my school too. However, just for undergrads right now.
No, it makes sense.
They're deciding if they want to do it with grad students. But that means elsewhere they are doing it for grad students. And that just kills you because grad students and undergrad are two different creatures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I look at this as, oh, I'm going to need this education. I want this education. Undergrad, I was just give me
the paper.
Just give me the paper. I'll do it.
Right.
Give me the grade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. Yeah. Your motivation's not the same. And they know professors are aware of this. Doctors
of
are aware. They're aware of
yeah.
this. That's why this sucks so much because I had my first client lined up for my class. I had him. We talked. I mean, we, you know, he was excited. I was excited. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a psychologist. Oh,
that's so cute.
But that ended when the coronavirus hit. And now I don't have a client.
I can get you one.
I feel like if it's someone you know, I need to stay far away from that person. Especially if you're friends with them. I feel like I best avoid that that bomb right now.
There is only one person laughing. Well, sounds like the sound.
I think that's safe though.
Yeah, it's the sound of a dead man before.
So signing off for my last podcast here. Oh man.
Can't you do it through Zoom?
Yeah, but there's so many things you miss on that. That's really for somebody who's experienced and knows the in and outs and kind of how I'm learning here. I'm in the learning process, even though I think I'm pretty damn good at it. I think I'm pretty damn good. But anyway, I'm still in the beginning. Well, I have tons of things my peers don't. For example, life experience. That they have no clue about.
Oh my God. When you're, when you have like 50 some odd years under your belt, you definitely have a lot more life experience than some of the youngins.
I knew it. Ain't no spring chicken near.
I know. You old cock.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had a nose hair yesterday and I clipped it. I'm glad because for the Zoom video, I thought about it. I was like, oh, thank God I clipped that. us oldies.
You're an odd duck.
No, speaking of odd ducks.
What?
The goose.
Yeah, what about him?
So I've been pulling her out of the house to go on walks, and we met some friends, remember?
The Weird Barnyard Gang.
Yeah, the Weird Barnyard. That is a good name for it.
Yeah.
Because they're all different species. I just realized
it's a goat, a sheep, a big fat sheepy.
A
duck.
Sheep.
And a goose.
Yeah.
And they all live together and there's like a little tiny pond and you roll on up and like you're just like, hey guys, and they all come running and they all make their noises. Like the goose will put his wings out, the duck will leave the pond, everybody comes over and they want to eat or whatever.
Yeah, I loved it. I recorded some of it yesterday, but it wasn't as, I didn't get my camera out, my phone out fast enough, but oh, that was cool. But the duck, the goose, speak on the goose.
He's got a wackadoozy, like, wonky jaw.
Okay, tell about the goose in English. In English.
Pip, pip, cheerio. He's got a spot of tea.
You said British.
You said English.
I mean old English. No.
I didn't say old.
Okay, just can you tell him about the goose?
Thou.
And you're already slouching, seeing the mic is too high. But, But no, tell him about the goose in freaking real world words people use every day.
Wackadoozy. He's got a weird old jaw.
Pissing me off. His jaw, his top beak is misaligned with his bottom beak. Why bottom portion of his beak? Why couldn't you say it something like that?
I don't know. That's just not how I talk.
The top of his bill is slightly to the left while his bottom bill is slightly to the right. It's just misaligned. They go. It's
he did it with his own mouth. Yeah, I can't see you.
I tried to show y'all, but yeah, it's really. And we tried to feed him a grape, and you think he didn't like it or she didn't like it. I thought it was incapable of just squashing it.
No, I cut them up into small pieces, and somebody in my Facebook group suggested grapes and carrots, but they had to be cut up.
Well, the duck had no problem.
Yeah, I think he didn't like them. Maybe if it was like corn or something, he would have liked it.
How can he chew it though? His jaws.
Well, it was a grape, and let me tell you, some of those were not looking so good. So they were mushy. So I just think he didn't like it.
I feel bad about that. It looks like someone hit him, like, and you thought it could be a rescue.
Yeah, probably. He doesn't fly away.
Yeah.
And
I felt bad.
They're in the Weird Barnyard Gang.
Yeah. You think the cat was part of the Weird Barnyard Gang?
Oh, the cat that we found. that you found.
I found. Yeah, that I had to take care of. We in that story.
Okay, he found it. Oh, tell them. Tell them.
Well,
tell
I went
the
out
story.
For a late night run because that's what you do when you're in quarantine. You try to focus on your health, like I have been.
I was in bed because that's what you do when you're in quarantine. You sleep.
Yeah, I go out for late night runs. So I went out for a late night run, and about half mile in at the track I go to, I decided to take another route. I actually didn't go straight to the track. I went to, because you know where the track is, over to the right is the benches and everything. I decided to detour and go up that way.
Yeah.
That's how I saw it. I didn't see it from the track. Couldn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I showed you where it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I saw this shadow figure, and I was like, oh, it's probably a cute bunny. It's going to run away. Let me just go over there and just see it run away, because I like to watch them run away. It's cute to me. And I saw under the light came on and then it went off and the thing did not go anywhere. And I thought, that's odd.
There's a street light.
It's like a street light, but here I don't, cause it's not in the street.
It's in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the overhead parking lights or whatever went on. Cause it goes on and off. It's weird.
Okay.
It's like they need to replace it or the bulb or something. But,
gotcha.
But, hold on. Your levels are low. But, so I went over and I got closer and closer and I'm seeing myself get really close and it's not doing anything. So then I turn on my flashlight and I go, what the hell's going on here? And I look and I see it's a cat and I notice its eyes are really, really Siamese. Like they're very squinty, like a Siamese cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was wondering what the hell. I thought it was maybe blind or something had eaten at its eyes. And I sent her a picture and I said, what's wrong with this cat? It can't open its eyes. And she said that stray cats, it's common. They get eye infections,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I didn't know what's going on and I'm not a cat lover, but I saw this animal suffering. I'm thinking to myself, damn, man, this sucks. I feel bad. At the same time, I didn't want to leave it there, but at the same time, I felt for it. It was very... just there is very open, vulnerable, and whatever fate that awaited it was going to be a lot more painful than anything I could have done. So I called you and you persuaded me when I sent you the picture. You said, oh, it looks pretty bad, it looks sick. Or did I get the flashlight first?
I don't know. He just kept going, oh, it's blind. Oh, it's what should I do? Yeah. What should I do? Oh, I blah, blah, blah. Ah, yeah.
Because I couldn't adequately see it with my my phone light. So I ran back home.
I need a flashlight. Put it outside. Make sure it's a really strong one.
Yeah, make sure it's really powerful.
I'm like, what? Oh, my God. Like, so weird.
So I ran back, grabbed that, ran back to the park, looked at the cat's eyes, and it looked worse. And I sent her a picture with the flashlight and everything. So she said, all right, let's take it to the vet. If it was me, I would do that. And I said, would you really? And she said, it only cost us a couple hundred. I was like, a couple hundred?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not spending enough to kill this thing. And then I said,
he didn't say to kill it.
Well, I didn't know. But yeah, so in the end, you convinced me and we took it home. You want to talk about what you saw when I brought it home in the box?
Well, he didn't want to touch it. I was like, just pick the cat up and bring it home. Like, that's what I would have done. And so then he came back and he got a box with a towel in it and whatever. It was like a whole big deal. So then he brought it home. And what did I see in the box? I don't know, a cat.
Yeah, but we tried to feed it, and you tried to feed it tuna, and it wouldn't eat. And I said, no, you got to take it out of the can and mash it up.
Okay. That's not an important part of the story.
Wow. It's all important.
I'm not interested in it. I lived it.
You suck right now. Okay. So now I said it officially. Now she's going to hold me to it because I said I never say you suck. But anyway, no, the facts are I brought it home.
Twice.
I brought it home, opened the box. She said, oh, and she started to pet it with her hands. I was like, you don't know where that cat's been. And she still did it. I didn't want to tell the story. I wanted you to. But so she tried to give it tuna out of a can. It wouldn't eat it. I said, you have to put it on the plate. You have to mash it up. Make it easy for it. It was just laying on its side. It was weird. So we tried to hydrate it. We were going to put it in the garage. Garage was too cold. She said, let's put it in the bathroom. I said, all right, reluctantly. And then we did, and it would just lay on its side, and then I pet it, and it was super dirty. She was, of course, because it was outside, so she wiped it with a towel.
And it had been raining all day, so true. It was all wet and cold and whatever.
Yeah, I thought somebody threw some chemical in its eyes because it was wet, abnormally, because its head wasn't wet, but the body was.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure that one out. So, at the end, we came to it in the morning, and you said you found it on the floor, and it's as if it kept walking.
Because we live in a house that we rent that was built builder's grade, there is a space between the wall and where the cabinet for the sink in the bathroom is. And it's a space that's like the size of a brick, the width of a brick. It's not very big. So I find this cat. He's not in the box anymore. He seems to be in the corner facing the wall, all the way far back against the wall. And it's not like he's hiding. It's not like he's trying to, like, he's scared and getting safe. It was like he just was walking along and his path stopped. So he stopped. It was weird. It was so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
So in the morning, you got to, we were able to secure a visit with the vet.
I was.
Yeah. And tell us how that went, how the whole thing, because of the virus.
Oh, yeah, because that was the beginning of the coronavirus thing. So, like, the waiting room was closed. So
this wasn't the beginning. This was, like, a few days ago. This wasn't that long ago.
This was, like, a week ago.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
This was Thursday or Friday.
No.
Okay, whatever. Sorry. Go ahead.
So the waiting room was closed. So they managed to squeeze me in and they're like, okay, just call when you get here and let us know what kind of car you have and we'll come out. So I did. And they came out and I had the cat in the box in the trunk. It's like a hatchback, so it was fine. But then, like, the vet tech comes out and you roll down your window and then the vet comes out and everybody's hanging out in their cars. It's really weird because we're all trying to social distance. And they had this big fear that the cat had rabies. I don't know if he did or he didn't, but he was like, did he bite anybody? The vet said that because rabies presents potentially with, like, neurological issues. And that's why he was all weird in the eyes and he was just laying weird. And I think why he was at the end of the path and didn't keep going kind of thing.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And this fool wanted to pet him barehanded.
I did. I pet him.
Excuse me.
It actually is a boy.
Oh, I
thought right. It was a... Okay, we never checked. Because I didn't want to, like, get all handsy. We had just met, the cat and I. So I was like, all right, well, tell me if it's a boy or a girl. So then the vet started calling it a her. So I started calling it a her. Well, then later I talked to the vet again, and he's calling him a him. I go, wait, is it a him or a her? He's like, oh, it's a boy. And I was like, I thought you said it was a girl. He's like, well, I heard you say her. So I just kept going with it. I was like.
Yeah, he didn't want to assume how the cat identifies. It makes perfect sense to me. Could have identified as a her, and you were just respecting that wish.
He hadn't examined the cat yet because he was afraid it had rabies.
Okay, I was just saying, you know.
So what? How did this all turn out? What's the end of this big long cat story?
We lost him. We had to put him down. They made that call, and we've been through so much, me and him. But they made that call and said it's just better to put him down. It seems like he wants to die.
Yeah, he was circling in his cage and gasping for air. And yeah,
I'm so good at my fitness. I just got 250 steps while sitting here. That's how good I am during this whole story.
We just got to the saddest part of the story and then you bring it about you and your fitness.
Well, that's how I found the cat. I'm just bringing it full circle here. I'm just bringing it full circle, okay? That's how I found it in the first place. But, yeah, it's sad. Because it was a good cat.
It was a nice cat.
From what I observed, I don't know. It could have been a dick before that, but it was nice the whole time.
Yeah.
Felt so bad for him.
And then we got a card in the mail yesterday.
Oh, yeah, right. Cats warm a spot in your heart or something like that.
I don't know.
Something
I didn't really read the card, but
you insensitive asshole.
I know.
I didn't even know the cat, but I get, you know.
It didn't have a name, so they were like, you know, you did what you could for the kitty or.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
And it was handwritten. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It was a handwritten card.
Yeah.
Not some, you know, massive printed thing they do every time a cat dies. Oh, load another one.
Right.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. Yeah, And I was thinking how crazy this house is. The kids were here, and then the cat in the bathroom, and then my rats in upstairs. Yes, I have rats. And which one has cancer, which I'll have to put down soon as well. That'll make me sad. She's adorable. She wasn't like Jane. Nothing like Jane. But she's nice.
Yeah.
She's a sweetie. Yeah. She's tired every time I feed her now. But yeah, so that was interesting. Interesting things you come across during quarantine and, you know, the time I've had on my hands to do stuff. I mostly just soak in all the... And it's weird because the entertainment industry still pushes on. But who are they pushing it to? Like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
One of the movies I just saw recently is suffering in sales, and they're going, some of the critics, the audience gave it higher reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Critics were very harsh. And then they're saying, well, some people think it might be because of the COVID-19, but we don't think that. How could you not think that?
Because all the theaters are closed?
Yeah. How does that not affect it? I'm sorry. That makes no sense.
Right. Or they're just saying that it would have terrible monetary sales anyway.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous because your fans are the fans and the audience are saying they liked it. So, right. You know, shut up.
Right.
It's astounding. It's astounding. But yeah, I think this thing is going to change the country drastically. The government does not like to give back power, and they're taking a lot of power in this time. And I told you, I could be minting things, but I learned that, the government is offering money to companies, and when you take it, per the conditions, they have equity in your company.
Bailouts, you mean?
In a sense, yeah.
Well, the cruise companies, they are not American companies, shall we say. They don't pay American taxes. So they are not eligible for an American bailout.
Oh.
So that's going to be interesting.
I never knew
that.
Oh,
yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes, mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, I'm not going to read it. It's too many things, but...
like words?
Yeah, too many words. Big ones, too. They got to determine who's eligible for loans and yada, yada, yada. Look at all these words.
Ugh. I know.
Look, these rules will make it difficult for small businesses with equity investors to understand if they can access the program. Huh. Minority investors. There could be significant implications for the U.S. economy if these startups are ineligible for loans. Yeah, that's really where it gets down to. Like when this is all over,
mm-hmm.
how we're treating it. Are we going to go through another depression? Because did you see the Cheesecake Factory is scared?
The restaurant?
Yeah.
What are they scared of?
They're scared they're going to have to close a lot of stores.
I could see that.
Coming when this thing blows over.
Now, here's the question, though. It's going to depend as well on where they were financially prior to this.
I think they were okay.
How do you know?
I mean, every time I go to the Cheesecake Factory, wherever and whatever, they pick major metropolises.
They do, but they pay an exorbitant amount of rent.
True, but they're usually packed, man. Come dinner time or whatever. Cheesecake, whether it can remain solvent through shutdown. Look at this. Currently, the dividend yield is 8.9%. Company announced it cannot pay its rent due on April 1st. Company announced expense reductions, cash balance low, and cash burn is increasing.
Well, yeah, sure it is.
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, they're not one of them. I mean, they're not the only one, but wow, it's just... Yeah, I mean, every time I've been to any Cheesecake Factory, it's always busy.
Okay, so they can't pay their rent April 1st,
right?
Which means it's due to the mall or whoever.
Right.
Okay.
Ooh, look at that. Look at that right there. Look, it's only increased over time.
Yeah.
And then 2020, boom.
Wow.
That is huge. Yeah. We're looking at a chart, the Cheesecake Factory dividend history, and it went from 2012 being at 0.24.
24 cents.
24 cents, sorry. 24 cents on the dollar to 2019 at $1.38. And it's just increased every single year. But then you go to 2020 and it's 36 cents. And 2020 is not over yet, but... Still, is this all quarter one projections? Are projected 36 paid in quarter one, projected for remainder. Oh, that's projected for the remainder of the year. Wow. So that's counting all their the booming business later during holidays and stuff. That could be very true.
So, okay, so they are not paying their rent to these malls or whoever.
Right.
Which malls are already limping along.
Yeah, and the ones that are just hanging on are going to really,
mm-hmm.
they might cave totally at this point.
Correct. They're also not going to be able to pay their suppliers or their employees or whatever. It's just going to be this incredibly magnified, almost like a trickle-down effect.
Yeah, you put chain reaction. You said that the other day.
Yes.
That's, yeah,
absolutely.
Accurate.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. We were talking about business-to-business operations, such as Dunder Mifflin, if you will, for an example. They're a paper supplier, but they get their business from other companies who need paper. And businesses like that are just going to suffer drastically right now because if nobody's working at these businesses that are dependent on other businesses... I mean, that dries up the supply chain. And then how do they supply the businesses when they even go back? They've already made cutbacks by the time these other businesses go. So they don't have the resources to now, you know, restart or begin back up the work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just.
And there have been a lot of big companies that have been sort of circling the bowl there for a while. JCPenney, Sears, all of that stuff.
Ooh, yeah, that's. Oh,
I mean, this is a huge nail in the coffin of even a fiscally strong company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, and I've said this before, I'm glad I used to have a toy store, so I had my own, you know, brick and mortar store. I actually had a second location for a little bit. I'm glad I don't have any of that because I'd be dead. I would be absolutely dead.
Yeah. And I told you, Disney is even seeking
Disney loans. CEOs took pay cuts.
Yeah.
And bonus cuts and that kind of stuff, I think. Because they are at such a huge standstill, but they're such a big machine.
Right.
That's what happens. But who would ever think that mm-hmm. something would happen where they would need to be closed on, you know, 95% of their front
on a worldwide scale? Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
For such an extended period of time, it's insane.
Yeah. Disney really has no clue what to expect, but neither does anyone else. That's some of the headlines.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, a lot of CEOs, I mean, well, not a lot, but I've heard stories about some CEOs giving up their whole salary just mm-hmm. to, you know, provide for the employees, which is cool. I mean, it's even better when the government's not mandating such things. It shows you that some people are really trying and really pushing hard for their companies, but I mean, I have friends that will say, well, that's what they need to do. They make all that money anyway. You know, I have friends like that. I told you about a few.
You should get
them.
Some new friends.
I did get new friends. Mm. That's such limited thinking. I mean, if they weren't making all this money, it didn't start that way. They invested their life into it on average. Not the people that were handed golden tickets or silver spoons, but people that really worked hard to make it happen. And then they provided jobs for, mm-hmm. you know, depending on the company size, maybe millions of people. And I mean, it depends on the company. And just to say that they should give up their salary is ridiculous. I mean, they're keeping, there's all sorts of things you don't see behind the scenes where that extra money they're making may need to be reinvested quickly.
Right.
Like Amazon. Amazon struggled that line, you know, many times. But look where they are now. But they went back and forth. They were in debt tons of times. During the last decade?
I'm not sure they're profitable now.
I think they are.
It is interesting. They talk about how Amazon and Jeff Bezos defied so many things, mm-hmm. was not profitable, had an incredible burn rate
right.
on cash, but was still able to get millions upon millions of dollars in investments.
Yep.
It's just amazing. Nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I still don't understand. I thought when you were in the red, that was just the indicator. Yeah, you're not sustainable at all. But they did it. They would constantly reinvest in R&D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and that's where they would take a lot of loss because
right.
they were trying to pioneer and innovate. And I mean, basically, they have their own shipping company now.
Right.
Which is, I mean, that's a company that's still operating right now. Even though Staten Island, did you hear the workers are demanding they close.
Oh, there's a hub in Staten Island or a distribution warehouse?
Yeah, I had no idea. But that is happening. Let me... Coronavirus. There you go. You just type that in. Amazon fires New York worker who led strike over... Wow. Look at that. Our health is just as essential. Wow. Organizer. Oh, so it was one person organizing it? Yeah, see, Amazon fires warehouse worker who led Staten Island warehouse walk out. So they did walk out. And they fired that person. And I wonder if they're back to work as usual.
I don't know.
But that's... Yeah. I didn't know they had a...
I no don't. One, no one it's too Island. Much. It hurts my brain after a while. Yeah. It's just too much. Like, you like to look at the numbers nationally. I like to look at the numbers state. Just because the national numbers are too much for me.
There they are right there.
Well, oh, yes.
These are not updated 100%, but we can even break it down. Are we divulging where we are?
I don't need you to break it down.
Okay.
Break it down! No, I do not need you.
I'm going to open up a club quarantine right here.
With your sick beats?
Yeah, man, I can do it. Get a little Bismarck key on the microphone here. But
is he still alive?
Yeah, he is. He did the Godzilla challenge with Eminem. Not with Eminem, but Eminem put a Godzilla challenge where you try to lip sync to those track beat that. You know, when he goes super fast.
Yeah.
And Bismarck key weighed in on that. I thought it was cute. Yeah. Even though I thought it sucked. But everybody else was like, oh, this is great. But look at Philadelphia. They reported about 1,000. They have 7 deaths now. Oh, so the I was telling you over, I don't know if you heard, but it's at a 2%
death rate.
Yeah. Yeah. I said we wouldn't talk about it. And that's all we've been doing.
Because what else is
not?
Going on?
How can you not?
Like, you can.
Well, Joe Biden's back in the race with the. No one cares.
Nobody gives a rat's ass.
Nobody cares.
No, but like, you can still be social. You can still call your friends, whatever. And I do sometimes, but what is there to talk about? Nobody's doing anything. Nobody's going anywhere. Nobody's planning anything.
Yeah.
Nothing is happening.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is there to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I appreciate things like, John Krasinski. And his Some Good News that he's trying, people are trying to chronicle the days of this thing. But yeah, you're right. I mean, how do you avoid the thing? You know, what's really worrisome is about the kids growing up right now thinking that this is normal or whatever. Or maybe this will cause some fear later on, or I don't know. It might affect them, like the young kids, you know?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I just don't. I am interested educationally. Are we going to have this huge block of an educational deficit that, like, we just kind of mushed all these kids along because they couldn't go to school for 6 months?
Like, we'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll worry about that. Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, okay, you already have people in young generations coming up obsessing over climate change and that it's going to kill us. And it's like the sun is hurtling towards the earth right now, the way they put it. It's so drastic. What if it teaches this generation, the younger generation, the way young, that, oh, this thing is happening. Well, I'm going to be obsessed over this. This is crazy. This is scary. This is, you know, what if it teaches them that we should be scared of this? Like the older couple that swallowed the freaking tank cleaner, the koi fish cleaner.
True, but
I mean, how did they get that in their head? I mean, you can
they were fearful of getting the virus.
Yeah.
Yes, I think, but see, I think it could be anything. Anybody can obsess over anything or have that kind of fear or whatever.
True, that's what climate change does, and because that's a nationally talked about thing, and here we are at a nationally talked about thing.
Well,
again.
If you are obsessed and worried about climate change, this is actually good. This is like, do you know how good the air levels are in LA? Their smog is lifting. Nobody's really seeing smog. It's crazy. Because nobody's going anywhere or driving anything. Look it up.
I'm sure that people have attached. I haven't looked this up myself, but I'm sure someone's attached this to climate change.
Oh, they have.
Oh, you've seen stuff?
Uh-huh.
Professor sees climate mayhem lurking behind. This is ridiculous. Look. Wow. Al Jazeera. The coronavirus outbreak is part of the climate change. Give me a fucking break.
Whoa. This is a family-friendly show.
Not. We already know that. That's the type of bull. Yeah, this is exactly what I'm scared of.
That's opinion.
Yeah, but it's opinion that spreads. Mm-hmm. Like the virus. Look, BBC. Full article. Will COVID-19 have a lasting impact on the environment? So they're making multiple ties to it or being caused by it, depending on the outlet you're looking at. And somebody saying it'll benefit, it can help.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're saying. So yeah, I mean, it's being attached to it. It's just whatever purpose it serves. I'm sick of it being politicized around the clock too. I'm sick of that too. How they use this to try to sneak in a lot of things.
Like the MyPillow guy?
He wasn't making law.
They snuck him in.
No, I mean I'm sorry to get bipartisan, but one of, I think, who the hell spoke? Rand Paul spoke about how he was angry that Democrats were trying to get things in with the bill to the stimulus for everybody,
mm-hmm.
that had nothing to do with climate change when it should have been focused solely on it.
Climate change?
COVID-19.
You also said you were going to get bipartisan. I'm confused. You're like, I'm sorry to get bipartisan.
I did, because he's a Republican.
Talking about the Democrats. How is that bipartisan?
That is bipartisan. I get what you're saying. That's partisan. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
So, like, the whole thing, I got lost a little bit. Okay.
I can't find the thing. But, yeah, he was saying that they used it to sneak in a bunch of things one of them was tuition-free school. They snuck that into it. What the hell does that have to do with anything? That has nothing to do with that. That's all agenda stuff.
Yeah.
They needed to focus on the COVID-19. Whoever, whatever party, if you were doing that, that's bullshit.
That's something they always do all the time.
This is not the time for that.
True that.
This is incredibly, that is a low, underhanded way to do that. That is taking advantage of, and they do, typically that does happen, you're right. But come on, right now the focus, they had to reject it a few times.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Really? Is it because of that?
Yes. This shouldn't, you're not trying to sneak in things. This is not the point of this bill. It's to help people out. They're having a lot of trouble right now.
So the House passed the stimulus package.
After a lot of things were removed. Yes.
A couple times. And then it went to the Senate and then got rejected. So you're saying the little extra, I forget what they're called. Are they riders? No, it's not a rider.
Pork barrel.
It's not a pork barrel.
We always go. That's a rider clause then. Yeah.
It's not called a rider clause.
I thought it was called a rider clause.
Why don't you Google it? I forget what it's called.
It was either pork barrel or right.
Pork barrel is completely different.
You're right, because we had this argument before, and I was wrong.
Yeah.
It's not a rider. This is so sad. What is a rider? Additionally, a document or a slip of paper that adds, alters, amends, or removes the provisions.
But that's not what they call it.
Rider.
That's not what they call it, though. When you there's something.
In legislative procedure, a rider is an additional provision added to a bill or other measure under the consideration.
Oh, then maybe it is.
It is the rider.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I was wrong because I called it a pork barrel. I remember that. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. What were we talking about, though?
The fact that they tried to slip a bunch of things in unrelated to COVID-19 and the stimulus response.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
When am I getting my stimulus check?
Oh, my God.
That's what I want to know.
I like how we move off subject so quick.
We were talking about the stimulus thing, but I honestly can't remember what I was saying before that.
We were talking about just that. We just said it. They slipped in the rider.
Yeah, okay. But Riders, I was saying something, plural. But then I forgot.
See, that's why it hurts to do what you do.
I don't know. I just want to know where my stimulus check is.
I know. The last thing you said was that, and Yeah, well, I mean, I just think it's despicable, but we all, like you said, man, this is a time where you do got to band together, and it sucks that in great tragedy comes that whole notion that we should be banding together. It doesn't come beforehand. I mean, why would it, right? We're all selfish in a sense, but there was a movie on it I always loved. It didn't do as well as they thought it would. It was based on a comic. It was called The Watchmen. Very mm-hmm. good. Very good movie. But you'll find that a lot of people, because it was coming at that superhero craze time, mm-hmm. thought it was another superhero movie. Didn't realize what it was.
Yeah.
It was full of superheroes. Have you ever heard of this movie?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh, God, no.
No, no. Have you seen what it looks like?
Yeah.
So you're familiar with these characters?
Yeah.
And it does look like, you know, it's another superhero movie. But what it did was tell another story, which is true to government and all that. It was about this guy who was very successful. I think his name was Zeus or something. But he was one of the superheroes at one point, and he amassed a wealth of a great wealth. And I forget how he got it, but somehow he was able to engineer some device or something. Spoiler alert for those who haven't seen this movie over 15 years ago. And he made this device that was supposed to devastate major cities
mm-hmm.
or one major city. I forget. Maybe it was New York. It was something on that scale. It wasn't exactly. But anyway, he planned it so that it would do that. And they were going to frame it on one person so that everybody banded together as a result of him attacking his own people.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was supposed to be, it was like, oh, it was supposed to wake up to the fact that people in control, who watches the watchmen, who watches those who watch over us.
Mm.
It was a very, very okay. good point and a good premise overall, because
yeah.
it was just talking about, you know, how a government can come in and in times of crisis take over, and people feel a strong sense of unity during these moments, and mm-hmm. how we're all vulnerable to that. So that was the point I was making. It was long drawn out, but yeah, I thought it was a great movie. It didn't do good because people weren't realizing the real message. And it's actually historically important to know that that kind of thing has happened before. And I'm not saying anything, but the larger concern with this is we don't even know what's really happening right now. We honestly don't. China blocked their media. I don't know if you know, but they a lot of people here have been thinking they've been going back to work and things have been getting better there, when really China, the government, has ordered businesses to leave on their machines at their warehouses and electricity, so it runs, so that the data that's being analyzed sees that the electricity is comparable to the usage before, so that it looks like these warehouses are actually in operation when they're ghost warehouses full of nobody, and they're using the same electricity to make it look like businesses as usual.
Really?
Meanwhile, they found that logbooks are being falsified. So, I mean, there's plenty of things we don't know, but when you outside of, you know, if you're outside the immediate area, you just don't know anything. You just get
right.
that information, and you have to go along with what's being told to you. So who are we to say we even know how this all started? And we don't, because they still never ruled out. Well, I mean, now they're saying that it's not their fault. But in the beginning, one of the Chinese officials said they couldn't rule out the fact that it was man-made in one of the warehouses in Wuhan or something,
mm-hmm.
in one of their facilities. So we don't know. And to assume we know anything, or anybody, any outlet to assume that they know it's not man-made, is just, it's careless. It's not good journalisming. Yeah, there you go. It's not
journalism.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, I know. I call it journalisming because it's bad. They're not.
Gotcha.
Being. Yeah, they're not. It's not good journalism.
Well, Chick-fil-A has changed some of their billboards from eat more chicken to eat less bats.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Where's the hate groups and the mobs protesting? Because that's hateful against Chinese people. Where are they?
How is that hateful against Chinese people?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm sure progressives will find a way to make that so.
It's good for bats, bat lovers.
I can't. Let me just see. I'm just taking a shot in the dark. Protest against Chick-fil-A. Oh.
Nope. It's all the gay stuff.
Bats. It's all the gay stuff. Look. Well. Animal rights group protest. Ah, oh, it's last year.
See?
Damn it.
Still the gay stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. COVID. All right. Maybe I was wrong for once. Wow, they didn't find a way to leech onto that one. Okay. Processes. Dang, that's last year too. All right. But mark my words, it will happen. They will find a way. So, yeah. I mean, that's what's been going on here.
Nothing.
No, a lot of stuff.
I'd like to see more go on here.
What does that mean? What is that? Some slide, slick way of trying to get me into? It's something. You're always doing that.
I have not been very productive for the past 2 weeks. I told you that.
Oh, we are talking about you. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see you be productive too.
Yeah. Join me in
go
that.
Go for a run. Well, I've done that, so.
Mm.
Yeah, so. Anyway, thank you for tuning in.
Go wash your hands.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, I have to watch the CDC video first, the WHO video. I don't know how I did. Have you seen it?
WHO?
Yeah.
The WHO video?
The WHO video. World Health Organization, you stoop.
Oh, I thought you meant WHO, like the...
I said WHO. Look, hand washing. Here you go. For all those who don't know how to wash your hands. Here you go. This one's for you. I always love that cheesy music. Look, it's not like a like you're getting hired. This is orientation. Step zero? Why do they have a step zero? Step zero.
Because you're not washing your hands yet. You're just putting water on them. It's the soap that starts with the washing.
I feel like it's a WHO.
I feel like I'm very upset that they're just wasting all that water and letting the faucet run.
Right. I thought of... Yeah, that's ridiculous. It's like Madonna in her bathtub video. Oh, you didn't see that. Can I see that? Can we see that before we go? Can we cut this?
Yeah, it's because I'm video. Super annoyed at watching this person wash their hands.
Because who
I'm
does
gonna be
that?
Like, would you
who
just be done?
Who does that? I've never done that
in my life.
I mean,
probably like a surgeon does before they, you know, when they scrub up or something, which I appreciate. But
do they know how many surgeons are employed in the U.S.?
I mean, what? This poor person just went to the mailbox. Like, they don't need to be like getting all crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
What is wrong with her face?
Wait, is this the one we want to look at?
Come on, go. Let's go eat some fried fish. Fried fish. Come on, Vogue, I mean go. Let's go eat some
fried
fish. Fried fish.
Yeah, what is up with her face?
No,
it looks like
pasta.
Somebody sat on it for
no.
a week.
So
it looks flat,
eat some
right?
Fried fish.
Her eyebrows are way too high.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. No comment video for you, sir. I'm not plugging you, sir. I don't know who you are.
Oh, there she is
COVID-19,
in the bathtub.
It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live, how old you are, what amazing stories you can tell. It's the great equalizer. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it. What's terrible about it is it's made us all equal in many ways.
Okay. Well, wiser words have never been said. Thank you, Madonna. She's so disconnected, like many celebrities. Like the Imagine song. I play that for you. All the celebrities. Oh, Imagine. Yada. Shut up. Celebrities. And
I want to know who was filming that.
They filmed it themselves. No, it's... Oh, you haven't seen it.
No. Her in the tubby.
Oh, yeah. There was somebody holding that. You're right. It was moving. And it's a tub. A bath tub, not a tubby.
She was taking
you
a tubby.
Freak.
She was taking a
you
tubby.
You freak of nature. It's a... God. So annoying. These words don't have E's at the end of them. It's just the tub. Or the... If you're in Britain and want to
British?
Go English, it's the bath. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no E, no bathy, no tubby.
There is an E on the end of bath. It's
just
called
stop.
Bathe.
Yeah, who was filming that? Who that was filming and said, hey, this is great. This is gold. Let's shoot that out. Right?
I feel like it was like the poor like houseboy or something who had to film that.
What do you mean? We're all equal. It's the great equalizer.
You kept looking to see if she'd have a nip slip, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
I did.
Well, you're a pervert.
Well, then don't do a video in the tubby.
Well, she's just expressing what's on her mind, man.
And
in her heart.
What happened to her eyebrow bones? They're gone.
I don't know. Is that plastic surgery?
Yes.
She looks way different from just a few years ago.
Well, that's because she's like 102.
Yeah, but she's 60. No, am I right about that?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm right. Let's look at her in 2016. Madonna. Look at her. This is 2016. It started happening.
Yeah. See that one that says women music?
Where? Where is that?
It says women music, bro. You keep going over.
Where?
No.
Where?
No.
Where?
No.
Where? Here?
No.
Here?
No.
Here?
No.
Where? The bottom right?
It says it on the picture.
I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me this one.
That one.
Jesus.
The one that says women music.
She's so frustrating, this woman. We have a communication problem. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Okay. Sorry. Had to whip that out. Yeah, so it's the great equalizer. Celebrities are disconnected with what is actually happening. And shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So great.
So on that note.
Yeah. I'll see you. Whenever.
Yeah.
No, hopefully sooner than later, but this has been great.
Aw,
thanks. I'm glad we got to do this. Yeah, I've been meaning to do this forever.
Well, since we're quarantined together, you're going to see me a lot sooner than later. Actually, it'll be both.
Right now, I'm kind of weighing my chances out there. I'm wondering what should I do right now. So I'm feeling like that's... All right, so yeah, thanks for joining us. Hope you like the show and what you don't want to hear, which we didn't say before, but that's okay. That's okay, right? That's
okay.
All right, so see you,
I don't think
Melissa.
It's best, though.
Okay, so I'll see you around, Melissa.
Okay, bye!